What's up, fam? It's Dr. O here, and I want to share my thoughts on everything that's going on with Jay-Z and Kaepernick and Jay-Z's NFL deal. And quite honestly, I find myself very frustrated because I feel like, let me just put it out there. I feel like people are unfairly calling Jay-Z a sellout without fully even knowing what's going on with the deal. And as it relates to Kaepernick, I support Kaepernick and his activism 100%, 1,000%. The fact of the matter is, the work that he's doing, he's fighting for a better life for me, my wife, my siblings, and my children. And he's always going to have a special place in my heart because of that. I also feel like people need to see how the deal that Jay-Z struck with the NFL could actually be could be a good deal, but we kind of have to wait and see. And to be quite honest, I support that deal. I feel like I want to see what happens. If it doesn't work, I'm going to be among the first to call Jay out. But one of the challenges that I'm having is that I feel like everybody is hinging what happens with the NFL going forward to Colin Kaepernick. And I think that that's a mistake. I don't think that Kaepernick can be the litmus test by which we determine how we're going to work with the NFL going forward. Now, let's be clear. The NFL has already lost me as a fan, because before I realized how racist it was, I realized how misogynistic it was. Everything going on with Ray Rice and all of that. And I'm Boston born. I'm Pats all day. I was out there when the Patriots won their first championship. I was out there with my brother, Simba, pre-Lion King. Don't think that's where he got his name from. And we were out there in Kenmore Square going crazy with everybody. And I'll never forget that night because it was the most unified that I saw Boston from a racial perspective. So I was in there. I was in there deep. But once I realized that the league penalizes players more for abusing drugs than it does for abusing their spouses, girlfriends and fiancés or whatever, I was done. I could have go back to home to my kids and say I could support this league. And then everything happened after that with the kneeling. So Colin Kaepernick could play tomorrow and all the racism could end and I'd still have a problem with the league. But it's very easy for us to talk about issues relating to what's going on with the men than what's actually going on with the women. So that's kind of where we are right now. But my question is this: is Kaepernick the measure by which we determine what happens with black people in the NFL? I would probably be against the deal that Jay-Z did with the NFL, even though I don't know much about it, if Colin Kaepernick did not sign a settlement with the NFL. If he was still out there fighting and didn't take whatever, now the settlement they say ranges anywhere from 10 million to 200 million, we'll never know. All of us who are out there who support him, we can't know because he signed the NDA. And as far as I know, Kaepernick's called out the racism of the NFL and the owners, and he's called out racism across the country. But from what I can tell, I don't believe he's ever called for a boycott of the NFL. I believe he probably still watches, right? Because he has his friends like Eric Reid and all of those people who are in the league. So my thing is, if he's, and he still has a contract with Nike. So he has a contract with Nike. He's decided to settle with the NFL in his grievance suit. And we don't know what's in it. Maybe it says he can never play again. Maybe it says he can. I don't know. But to me, that's part of his moving on in some way, shape, or form, not completely. And so since he did that, I feel like, yo, at the end of the day, we need to have the NFL put up or shut up. And when Jay-Z's talking about actionable items, it's been 3 years since Kaepernick kneeled. What have been the demands? What have people done to shut down the NFL besides be mad that Kaepernick isn't playing? To say that, oh, I'll just be fine. Look, at the end of the day, people still watch the Super Bowl, and it's only gotten worse for the players. Some owners have decided that they're gonna fine players or suspend them if they take a knee, but yet black folks still showing up at the game. Social justice activists still showing up at the game. So it's like, where's the real change? Where's the real progress? There hasn't been much actionable items besides people like me saying we're not gonna watch, but the league is still there. And part of me really wonders if the NFL lost more support last year because of what Trump was doing versus what we were doing, right? So I think Jay-Z's making a good point. And I don't know at this point whether they're saying he has an ownership deal or so on and so forth. We're going to see what happens. But he has a point where he says, what are the actionable items? And like he said, it wasn't about one person's job, it was about social justice. And Kaepernick called awareness to that. And people talk about Kaepernick being the sacrificial lamb. Well, there are a lot of people who have sacrificed themselves for the movement. And Kaepernick is next in line. I'm not going to say he was crucified, because to me, crucified is like you're dead, you end up having nothing. And he's walking away. He has some financial benefits that have come from this thing. And some argue that the settlement is more than he might have made in his playing career. We don't know. The NFL screwed him. We know that. They colluded. He got played. But he did settle. So we got to move on. And the challenges I have with people calling Jay-Z a sellout and saying they never support him is I think people forgot the lessons of the Hillary-Trump election because, quite honestly, what happened? What happened? So many people were mad at how Hillary did Obama that they decided that they weren't going to vote for her, even though Obama endorsed Hillary. Then you had the people, the Bernie or Busters, who were mad that about what happened, said they weren't going to support Hillary. And then we got Trump. And how's that working for you, right? At the end of the day, it's not working well. So what are people going to say that, oh, I'm not going to support Jay, even though he might come up with a program that could really help black people use some of the NFL money to benefit some of the initiatives going on in our community because they mad about Kaepernick? I mean, how long does that work? Do we wait till Kaepernick's not old enough to play? What do we do? And the fact of the matter is, all of us every single day support organizations that don't care about us, that are racist in their nature. And we go to work in these places every day and go home and complain about the boss being racist. We go to the schools. We want to go to the prestigious institutions at the expense of the HBCUs. We do everything every single day to support people that don't give a damn about us. So to use this right now to be mad at Jay, more mad than we are than the NFL, that doesn't make any sense. And the reason why I find it interesting is because we could be so mad at an individual and challenge him, but we'll do little to challenge the power structure of the NFL. Because I fully believe that those of us who believe Kaepernick should have a job could have done more to shut the NFL down in many ways. 75% of the players are black. I don't recall any of them saying that I'm not going to play until Kaepernick plays. What if all the players decided to sit out a game one day? What would happen then? And look, I'm not saying that anybody's a sellout. I'm not saying that anybody's being hypocritical. What I'm saying is we have to learn the lessons going forward, and we have to really start working on doing what's best for the community going forward. Jay-Z has a strong track record of doing powerful stuff in the black community, from bailing out fathers on Father's Day, from setting up wells in African countries, to putting out programs for Angela Davis and Fela Kuti, his scholarship fund, sending kids from the hood with a C average to college. The list goes on and on and on. I believe he deserves the benefit of the doubt. People are looking at him like he's Bob Johnson or something, and I just don't see that. At the end of the day, we need to realize that there are many ways to be a revolutionary. There are many ways to make change. There were so many people who had drama and beef during the civil rights movement. Who would have known what more could have happened if people came together, put the egos aside for the greater good, ego, E-G-O, edging goals out. We can't edge the goals out right now. We should all be on common point, common mission right now. And like I said, I support Kaepernick 100% in his activism. I think it's time to move on beyond him. I support Jay-Z 100% in this deal. And we will see what happens. And if it doesn't work, we will call it out. But really, at the end of the day, we are going back and forth, pointing fingers and hating on the wrong people. And if we're going to learn the lessons from Hillary Trump, we got to remember, at the end of the day, we have bigger fish to fry. It's bigger than Kaepernick. It's bigger than Jay-Z. It's about us moving forward as a people. And we need to stop the bickering and start getting on the business mind of things, because our lack of business acumen is part of the reason why we're not getting to the next level. We got all these other structural problems, but at the same time, we have to be more business-minded. You know, Talib Kweli talked about when he came into the game of hip-hop, he just cared about the art. But now he's got kids about to go to college or going to college. Yes, he wish he was more mindful about the business side of things. We have to start getting our business right, getting a house in order, so many different levels. So I applaud Jay. I applaud Kaepernick. I hope they do figure out a way to come together on some things. Again, if Kaepernick didn't sign a settlement, I'd be probably against this deal. But he's moving on that level. We need to move forward as well, because at the end of the day, it's about what we're doing for the people. That's what I got to say. What say you? Peace.